podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
You seen what he did on Facebook, right?
Listen, I'm going to make a motherfucking emoji like this, look.
Dollar Beef and Yoshi Production. I'm ready.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was ball. Go fight.
My life has always been a fight. I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot and you go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is dominating. I want to get the guy. I want to stop the guy. You know, my motto is man down.
BoxingWords.com.
Why are you mad?
I'm not saying the man can't take body shot. Wait for motherfucking March.
We're going to take this shit to the limit.
Good morning, TBB! That's fucking right. We back Monday morning. It's going down. Yes, we in the building. Shout out to Jeffrey Rodriguez with the early morning super chat. Shout out to Mike with the early morning late start. We here. It's going down. Terrence Crawford, self-proclaimed best boxer in the world. Oh man, I know my boy Mike is very happy to talk about this, as he obviously thinks that Crawford is the best boxer in the world. But the question we're posing today is he the best boxer in the world? Are there not other fighters out there? We're gonna debate that. This is what we're doing today. I'm happy to see everybody in the chat. We had a little bit of a hiccup in the beginning, but we're here now. The number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Let me get on out to my co-host early in the morning. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
BoxingWords.com.
A man stand up for what he believe in. Shout out to my nigga Jonathan Snow last night. But anyway, yeah, dog, we back on this motherfucking thing. Y'all know what it is, man. Terrence Crawford, pound for pound king, best boxer in the world. I don't know why there's much debate about this. We didn't say best resume. We didn't say best what to weight. We didn't say none of that. We said the best boxer in the world. And when he gets in the ring, first three or four rounds, yeah, it takes a little time to dissect you. But when he dissects you and gets you motherfucking figured out, you ain't got a chance in hell. But we'll talk about it. We'll get down to it. And yeah. Nice look on the shit nuts, man. Look good, man. Look good.
Yeah, champ. Yeah. You know, we got the grow part of the process. Shout out to Jake Cleary. Shout out to Russ, a.k.a. Gus the Bus, Jeffrey Rodriguez, H Money the Don, Bo and Bama. Good morning, good morning, good morning. George Foster, what up, what up, what up? Yo, today we definitely going to be talking some Game of Thrones on Untitled, so don't forget to join us on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice, where it's all going down. If you're just tuning into the live stream, hit that thumbs up button, and while you're on your computer, your cell phone, your browser, navigate on over to BoxingScene.com, where this article took place with Terrence Crawford, and he's calling himself the best boxer in the world, hands down. Mike, this is your man, so I'm going to have to ask you to, I don't know, make an argument for it, and then I guess, you know, I'll give my side.
I mean, based on skill, based on just the way he goes about boxing, I mean, I can see where he's coming from by saying that he's the best boxer in the world. I know people are going to say, well, he hasn't fought the top guys at welterweight. and all this kind of stuff. But when he's saying boxing, I'm thinking what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about punch selection. I'm thinking about ring movement, ring generalship. I'm thinking about hit and not getting hit. I'm thinking about breaking your guy down over 12 rounds and showing everybody that you are a class above anybody you step in the ring with. And for the most part, Terrence Crawford has done that. The only other person that comes to mind that I say is boxing. Boxing-wise, can maybe give him a run for his money is Canelo, because he has good boxing skills. And I think Lomachenko also has good boxing skills, too. I like Tevin Farmer, but I don't think he's on that level of those guys yet. And I do like I just had a mind blank. But yeah, I think Terrence Crawford is, in my opinion, the best boxer in the world and the best pound for pound fighter in the world. I think when he gets guys in the ring, he absolutely breaks guys down and goes after the kill. Unlike boxers we've seen in the past where you might get a guy 6-7 rounds up and then he takes his foot off the gas. Not Terrence Crawford, man. He tries to get guys out of there each and every fight.
I mean, so let me get this straight. You think he's the best fighter in the world because he tries to get guys out of there each and every time? Like, can you just condense your opening argument? What makes him the best boxer in the world?
Punch selection, punch placement, ring generalship, ring IQ, unified multiple divisions. I mean, whatever goes into boxing, Terrence Crawford can absolutely do.
All right. I mean, let's take a guy like Anthony Joshua. How is Crawford, in your mind, better than Anthony Joshua?
For starters, we've seen Anthony Joshua have stamina issues. Never seen that with Terrence Crawford. And that's a aspect of boxing. We also seen Joshua get dropped. Haven't seen that from Terrence Crawford. We've seen Terrence Crawford make guys, make champions look like not really champion, you know, like Jeff Horn. But we have seen Joshua make Charles Martin not look like a champion either. So, I mean, I just think overall, Terrence Crawford got better punch selection, better cardio, better ring generalship, and better ring IQ than Anthony Joshua.
Better ring generalship, better overall ring IQ. But, I mean, the argument is always going to go down to how could Crawford say he's the best boxer in the world when a guy like AJ has done what he's done in 22 fights and Crawford hasn't done what AJ's done in 22 fights, right? Like, Crawford has been undisputed, what AJ hasn't. But has Crawford faced a level of competition that AJ has faced in his division, right? Like, to be fair to Crawford, is there any Vitaly Klitschko in the 140-pound division when he unified? Like, what is his version of Vitaly Klitschko? Where is his Vladimir Klitschko? And if you find him, where's his Povetkin? And where's his undefeated Dominic Brazil, 2012 Olympian? And if you find him, where's his, you know, undefeated champion? I mean, I don't know, Mike. It's a tough sell. How long could we give Crawford credit for eye tests? Like, you're giving him credit for eye tests, but to be the best boxer in the world, it's difficult to say, especially when there's guys like Canelo Alvarez with way more accolades, way more accomplishments. To be the best boxer in the world, that has to encompass everything. It can't just be eye test. It can't just be, you know, that he looks good. It's got to be ticket sales. It's got to be popularity. It's got to be pay-per-view. It's got to be demand.
He didn't say he was the most popular boxer in the world or that he had the best resume.
I know.
He said strictly our boxing skills. Are we going out boxing? What happens in the ring, not everything that happens outside of the ring. The guy makes people look like they shouldn't be in the ring with him, period.
Well, I don't I'm going to go to the quote, because that actually wasn't the quote. He actually wasn't saying boxing and all this stuff that you're trying to fit in there. He was just talking. You know what I mean? He just feels he's the best in the world. It's just a little difficult. I when you got guys like Canelo and you got guys like AJ, it's difficult. It is difficult. You know, even Jarrett Hurd, you know, Jarrett Hurd has fought Laura at 54. That's the nemesis, right? Like, that was the man. Like, Crawford hadn't fought the man at 40. Like, the man at 40 wasn't there. They left. So it's like it's like Progress right now. Could Progress say, yo, I'm the best in the world because he's quote unquote dominating 140, when none of the 40 pounders that we respected like that, or that we still give them a tough fight, are even there anymore?
Yeah, it's Stanley Bailey. I just turned it down, so hopefully this sounds better. But I don't think you can put Progress in that same kind of thing, because he hasn't done the levels Terrence Crawford done. Because at 140 inside the ring, he was undisputed. At 135 inside the ring, he was unified. At 147, his first fight, at 147, he won a title. So inside the ring, Terrence Crawford is doing things that some boxers and most boxers that don't do. And going off boxing skills, not off pay-per-view sales, not off resume, not off anything else. When it comes down to boxing skills, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the sport of boxing who thinks Terrence Crawford is not the pound-for-pound best fighter.
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure people would argue that Canelo's the best fighter. Like, yo, bro, you wilding right now. Crawford hasn't fought a Triple G. He hasn't fought a Laura. He hasn't fought a Trout off of a Cotto win. Like, he didn't move up five divisions, bro. Like, you're bugging. I left him with nothing to say. I guess we're done with this one early.
No, I was trying to get the audio right, man. Shit, everybody says my audio sounds bad. I'm trying to get it right, but I don't know what's going on.
You sound good to me. Maybe a little deeper than normal. But
I'm turning it down now, you guys.
No, but it's not loud.
They're saying it's hella loud, and that I have an echo now.
Damn, someone said Mike's levels are the worst ever in the history of YouTube. Damn, Mike, what's up with that? Why you got the worst levels in the history of YouTube? But, damn, that does suck, man, right? Now they got us thinking, how bad is it? Maybe you should listen to it. Oh, he is. Smart man there. Smart man, my friend.
Mic check. Still got an echo.
You know, there is a echo cancellation button, but I can't get to it at the moment. But, all right, so I got the quote. Let me get to it while Mike straightens that out. He says, I am the best boxer in the world, hands down. I can box at range or fight close. Whatever's needed. I can box equally as well on the back foot or the front foot. And I have very good sideways movement. I'm a southpaw who is just as comfortable when switching to orthodox, Crawford told the Daily Mail. So he also said, I have hand speed as well as punching power, and I'm an excellent defense. I am excellent. Defensively, I am an intelligent fighter who adapts to any opponent. I believe I am a complete boxer. So, yes, I think I am the number one pound for pound. I don't know, Mike. Can I argue with him? Yes, but when you're reading his quote and he's talking hand speed, he's talking defense. You know, he's talking about ring intelligence. I mean, he's definitely there. He's definitely there in the mention, but.
And that's all I was saying.
Yeah,
bro.
But this is my thing. He's saying he is the best boxer, right? A guy like Canelo is there, the elites of his era in multiple divisions. You know, again, Crawford's biggest win is Gamboa. It's just that simple. So, yeah, you're great, but you're great against Gamboa. AJ's great against Vladimir, Povetkin, everybody, right? Canelo's been great versus Cotto, you know, Austin, Laura, everybody. Like, I don't know how is it a comparison in my honest opinion. It's just like he has been – it's like Gervonta. Could Gervonta say he's great because he showed us that he's great versus Pedraza only? Doesn't it have to be versus who we also consider the best? That's why we want Terrence to fight Earl and Earl to fight Terrence because we think they're the best. How could you say you're the best? You ain't fought the best. His resume at 140 doesn't even compare to Danny's at 140. Did he become undisputed? Absolutely. But was it the same crop of men that Amir Khan was fighting and Tim Bradley was fighting and Danny Garcia was fighting? No, the fuck it wasn't. On you, champ. Nothing?
I'm gonna say shit, man. My shit sound bad.
Well, he don't even want to say nothing, he said. All right, well, let me get to some callers then. We'll end it and we'll try again. Let's go out to the phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People Hotline. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review on Skype. It helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, it's an absolutely free way to support the podcast and help us grow. Before we go to the callers, we do got a few super chats, and I will get to those as well.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We got Jeffrey Rodriguez says, H Money and his 10 dogs is bugging. Fuck out of here. Jaime lost. Rod in the 870, number 1 in the world, Canelo. 2, Crawford. 3, Spence. 4, Wilder. 5, Loma. 6, AJ. Texas C, what's that annoying kicking sound? And Mike's sound is whack. The kicking sound was the comments. I've muted it. Apologies. Mike's, we'll figure it out. Maurice, you know, Mike, make sure that you're on your Skype preferences. You're coming through your mic and not through your internal mic the way that I was when you notified me.
I checked that out soon, as I told you.
Scratch the mic. That is working, champ. I'll tell you what. For me, you were sounding fine. Now you sound way lower, so I don't know. But I'm going to go to Maurice says, Bud, big name was Pac, but Top Rank ain't letting it happen. And then he signed with them, shaking my head. He's definitely number one. He's definitely one of the best, but can't say number one till he cross the street. Michael. So we're gonna go on out to what do we got? Any masterminds, any boomerangs? We got Donald in Richmond, California. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? I think
Donald, let me start that clock over. How was Mike sounding to you?
He sounded fine to me. I didn't sound like anything was wrong.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that Terrence Crawford got a very good argument. I mean, I hear you saying Canelo, but I just can't take Canelo because for the simple fact that we all know Canelo has way too many controversial decisions. I mean, this guy, he robs people in the ring on the decisions. I think he lost to Laura. Some argue that he lost to Trout. And I believe he lost the first fight to Gennady Golovkin. I do believe he did beat Gennady Golovkin in the first fight, but I believe he did lose the first one. So I just can't go with Canelo, and then he gets popped on steroids. No, because Terrence Crawford has no robbery decisions like Canelo, and he didn't get popped for steroids. So, no, I can't accept Canelo. Right now, I would have to say it is Crawford. I mean, because Floyd is retired, and the only other good boxer like that is Floyd. And the difference between Floyd and Crawford is that I would say Floyd is a better boxer than Crawford, but the difference between Floyd and Crawford is that Crawford can box just as good as Floyd, in my opinion, but Crawford gets the stoppages. And then as far as his resume, I mean, you forgot. Look at what he did to Felix Diaz. I mean, he had that boy in the corner, and he was tapping on his head. He was humiliating him to where the referee was like, come on, man, like, don't do that. And he was an Olympian as well.
Gamboa
was an Olympian.
Who is Felix Diaz on AJ's resume, though?
You know what? I don't know. I would have to look at the resume.
Cut it. Felix Diaz
beat Lamont Peterson?
No, on paper he didn't. I believe there was some people that felt he should have won.
Okay, you check.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of people don't like Canelo. I mean, I'm not one of those guys because I think it was that Mexican meat. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't have much evidence to say otherwise, but a lot of people are turned off by that Canelo and Bitterall shit.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's like that. They were turned off by Povetkin as well, but they showed up, 70,000 to watch him fight versus AJ?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said people were turned off by Povetkin as well, but they still showed up when he fought AJ.
Yeah, he's fighting AJ. I think Canelo's still going to have a fan base. I don't think the Gamboa shit wasn't that big of a deal to me anyway. But I understand what people are coming from, like clean sport, boxing, a lot of tragedies happen in boxing, so it needs to be clean all the way around.
So they're saying that you got an echo.
And you said the people on Blog Talk said I sound fine.
I know. But it's the people on YouTube, champ. YouTube. I don't know what it is, bro. I mean, I guess for the next stream, I can come up with something, you know. But whatever. Let's get back to these callers. We'll make it as painless as possible for you, Mike. We have.
Add me back to this call again.
Don't worry about it. We got Troy. Go.
Hey, Nestor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm talking to my pastor, man. Can you put me on hold and get back to me?
Sure, brother. We're going to Dominic in Seattle. Talk to me.
Yo. It's crazy. My thoughts on this is, you know, his words, once he gets top-tier fights in the 147 division, to be pound for pound, I think he had to fight the best in both divisions or multiple divisions. But with the last thing he had, I mean, that's cool. I mean, but I would like, he needs to be Khan, and even if he beats Khan, it's still like he still needs to fight someone better than that because we already know Khan, you know, he'd be falling down over time.
Go ahead, Dominic.
Yeah, and I just don't think he's pound for pound right now. I just think he's, you know, I don't think he needs a rush for Errol Spence. That's way too quick. He just got into the 147 division. So that's my call.
Good call, Donald.
All right, that's actually Dominic. We're going out to.
It's money to see. Working that week.
Yeah.
Fire like fish. Dumb as well like a fish.
What?
In love with the fish.
In love with the fish.
We talk on your bitch.
Talk with the chain.
And it's hyped in the morning. Let's go, champ.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your boy, Mr. DAZN, H Money, the boxing voice, 2019 Rookie of the Year, no cap. Let's talk about Terrence Bud Crawford. Yes, he is one of the best in the world. I got to salute my brother, Mike. When you talk about pure boxing, when you talk about technique, when you talk about skills, you talking about Terrence Crawford. And I just hope Top Rank show him some love and give him some of that money that he deserves. If not, DAZN going to scoop in, and they going to get him. And guess what? DAZN, hopefully DAZN get the boxing voice. Hey, I want this show to come home to DAZN with Deontay Wilder. Let's go, man. I'm working every day. It's the boxing voice. I'm standing on that shit. I'm with DAZN, too, by the way. I'm with both the boxing voice and DAZN for life. Let's make it happen. Let's get it together like a marriage. Let's do it. DAZN and the boxing voice, 2019. Let's make it happen.
Age money, this shit.
You already know.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody in the chat, man. Do I sound better now or do I still sound like I'm coming from another galaxy?
Yeah. Let's see. We're going to Liz Lowe on Skype. What up, champ?
Okay, hey, what's up, shooter? Ah, you know what it is, Mike. You know I'm calling, goddamn. Hey, first off, I want to give a shout out to Ness for after him reading that article. He kind of, you know what I'm saying, changed the tune a little bit. Appreciate you, Ness. I just got three. Quick statements. One, a question. If people leave the division when he entered, because that seemed to be the main argument, that ain't really his fault. You know what I'm saying? He only can fight who he can fight. Second, he making his 13th defense. No losses. You understand? Took on all challenges. And three, Tim Bradley and Sean Porter give him high praise, man. Very high praise. They say they ain't scared on. But they give him high praise. So I just wanted to say that. And the last thing about him not being with PBC, we don't know what Bob Arum offered this man. Of all his fighters, this one particular, we just don't know what he offered him. So unless y'all got that offer, then that's probably why the reason he's still with Arum. That's my column out.
All right. Let's go to what do we got here? Looking like Joseph in Texas on his way to Alabama. How's that road, champ?
Oh, no. I've got home time today. I'm taking off tomorrow. But, yeah, headed to Alabama tomorrow. But, no, man. Had Terrence Crawford stay at 140 where he was fighting everybody for some reason that he won't do now, I'd say maybe.
He won't do now, Joseph? Oh, my God.
He ain't fighting nobody. You don't make fights on Twitter, Mike. We had to talk already.
And you and Ness lost that belt. I'm sorry.
He can go ahead and fight Amir Khan, and he's going to go fight, what's his name? The dude from Spain. I don't even remember his name anymore. Then he can maybe do a rematch with Benavidez, or they can dig up somebody else for him. But he ain't the best fighter, best boxer in the world. I don't even think he's the best boxer at Top Rank, to be completely honest with you. I think he's a close second to Lomachenko. Terrence Crawford is good, though. No, all hate aside, he's good, but I wouldn't say he's the
all
best.
All hate aside, really? Man down? Come on, man.
I'm saying as far as best boxer in the world, I think he's coming in a little bit behind Lomachenko. Lomachenko has some next-level skills. But, yeah, you already know what time it is, Mike. You know I got to call in and give you a little bit of hate on Terrence Crawford because he don't want none of L. Spence. But definitely he's up there maybe second best. You know, like I said, I think Lomachenko got some mind a little bit. Lomachenko's skills are just out of this world. I don't think we'll ever see anybody else like that for a long time. So I definitely got to disagree, though. But that's my call.
Joseph, thanks for calling in. Mastermind status, we got Hurricane Ray in Miami.
All right.
Ray's on a whole nother call. We're going to get to somebody else. Troy was on the pastor. We got Rod in A70.
What up, man?
What up? What up? What up?
What's up, man? Yeah.
Chilling.
I would say Canelo is number one to me because he has a resume, he has a pedigree, he has the fan, he has the fans where he could sell pay-per-views. I would have to say he's number one. Crawford, I think he does have an argument for number two, simply because he destroys everybody he fights. You know, whenever he fights a guy, if they're a B-plus fighter or A-minus fighter, he's been destroying them. And that's where I think it makes up for him not fighting stiff competition, you know, every other fighter, at least one A-plus fighter a year. When you talk about AJ, it's just hard for me to put AJ up there. Although you're right, he does have a strong resume, but I would say Luis Ortiz should have been replaced with Takam. I would say you go for Joseph Parker because of the belt. That was a good grab. And then when you talk about Povetkin, that should have been replaced with either Dylan White too,
but Rod,
or Wilder, or either a Fury.
Right.
I mean,
it's unfair. Listen to me. It's unfair of you to criticize any of his opponents only, right? Because someone's going to clip this audio for a new argument. Only in context of comparing him to another fighter when the argument is who is the best boxer in the world. The reason that I say that is because it's like, you're like, yo, he shouldn't have fought Takam. He shouldn't have fought this guy. He should have fought this guy. He should have fought that guy. But you're not factoring in his 22 fights. Go ahead and rewind on Crawford's ass. How many fucking fights he got? How many guys could I take the fuck out and put the fuck in? So it's unfair to you to want to take out Takam. No.
What makes up for Crawford, Ness, is the fact that AJ did not completely destroy those guys, those B-plus, C-minus guys, the way Crawford destroyed his guys. That's the problem. That's what I'm seeing in that. And I said maybe if he had fought stiffer competition and maybe won a split decision or a majority decision, we would give him more credit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not questioning the guy's resume in 22 fights. He has a strong resume, no doubt. I give Crawford an edge because of the way in which he won. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you, man. Ness is over here trying to sabotage me. He didn't want me to talk today, so he made me sound bad on fucking YouTube, but I sound good on Blog Talk, huh?
Yeah, whatever, man. Listen, you and him are in the same planet anyway, bro. He talking crazy. You know, you guys ain't got no resume to back these claims. You know, now you want to take fighters out of AJ's resume. It ain't about resume, but let's get rid of some of the fighters AJ done for. And I ain't even using Canelo as the argument. You use Canelo as the argument.
You brought up the resume argument. I never brought it up.
How else could you be the best boxer in the world if you haven't faced the rest of the best boxers?
What is boxing? Hitting, not getting hit. Who does that better than Terrence Crawford?
Again, Mike, do you not think that there's any validity to my statement about being the best? All right, like you said, hit and not get hit. Wouldn't it be better for him not to get hit versus Earl, versus Keith? Wouldn't it have been better for him not to get hit versus Mikey at 140 or Regis? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. When you in
there,
we talk about AJ getting up off the canvas from a known knockout puncher, from a very good boxer, from a dude that had the division on Smash for 12 years. He got up off the floor. Okay? It's different, man. It's different. When you versus an elite, what you do is magnified because it's versus a dude on or above your level. Noah in Cali, good morning. What up?
Good morning, TBV, man. Next question. Who do you think is actually the best pound-for-pound fighter? I'm just curious because, you know, usually
he ain't say pound-for-pound. He said the best boxer in the world, so – the best boxer
I thought that's what pound for pound was. Well, I mean,
nah,
that's what
pound
I obviously
for pound
that
is.
What, that ain't what pound for pound is,
then? Pound for pound is a whole nother argument. Remember, pound for pound is, do you believe that if Crawford was at 160, he would be good? At 154, he would do what he do. At 140, you know what I mean?
You the best boxer.
Can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt you, Des?
Sure.
The way I was raised was that, you know, I was raised in the gym. And it was like, that's what pound for pound started. It might not be what it is now, just like the MVP in basketball. They didn't change it to some other shit. Like, yeah, I mean, it's not the best player in the game. It's the best player on the best team or whatever. But That's why that pound for pound ranking came out, was to say who is the best actual boxer. Boxing is a skill. You know what I mean? Boxing is a skill, like fucking jumping rope. You know what I mean? Now, the bigger you are, you have advantages, but the skill is what we're talking about. The skill. Now, the skill doesn't always play into your actual accomplishments, because you can be avoided nowadays. So, you know, your accomplishments might not actually reflect your skill. But
so you're saying he was avoided? He was avoided his whole career. You know, Crawford is like 30, right?
No, 32. No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying. I was making a point too.
AJ done it in 22.
Let me get my little thing in for you to help me out. But everybody has wrinkles in their game. Everybody has holes in it. Everybody's resume has holes in it. You want to talk about Crawford? We can say the same things about AJ. How he picked that fighter. How he picked what's that nigga name? Martin. The nigga that we laughed at, the nigga that got hurt, his knee got hurt, he didn't even win the belt. Somebody got hurt and he got the belt. Charles Martin. Yeah.
Bruh, if he picked him, then Crawford picked Horn. Next.
That's true. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to say you try to box me in a corner to make it seem like I'm trying to tell you that Terrence Crawford is the best fighter on the planet. Because that's what this goes down to. This goes down to resume. This goes down to resume. What you've accomplished, what you've done. Right? Let's not take away the fact that he is undisputed. The man held four belts. You have to take that into account. Now, right now, he is not looking so good.
AJ got four belts.
He had.
No,
that's already.
No, I said AJ got four belts.
Man, nobody give a fuck about that weird ass IBO belt that he got, man. I'm sorry. I'm over here yelling at my wife trying to sleep. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I honestly believe that the best fighter on the planet to me, honestly, is Errol Spence. Honestly, that's what I believe in my mind. But according to credentials, man,
Hurricane Ray.
You heard me. I'm to the end, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you came back, my brother. But continue on my comments from last night. Man, what is it though? Is it that you're salty about Crawford being considered one of the best pound for pound according to the eye test, or is it because the level of opponents? Because if we go down the list, who has Errol Spence fought that is considered to be an elite fighter, except for Mikey Garcia, which is a man moving up in two weight classes? Tell me who. Give me a name. Give me one.
Well, you trying to make it about Errol Spence. Crawford said he's the best boxer in the world. So by saying that, you open yourself up to put yourself in the category with Canelo and AJ. That's just simple as that. I'm not bringing up Errol Spence because Earl don't got the resume. AJ got the resume.
Okay. I agree with that 100%. But does we consider Errol Spence a pound for pound, and you yourself,
shout out to Britt MK2. Finally says something good after all these years. You are gauged by the quality of your opposition. Boom, motherfuckers.
We give that accolade to Errol Spence when he hasn't done nothing.
Oh, really?
Who he fought?
At welterweight, he's beaten better fighters than... better fighters
Chris
than David Benavidez, fucking...
I would hope so. He's been at welterweight for like 23 fights. And I would have got a title?
Hey, man. Listen, it ain't my fault that Earl beat the perceived best welterweight at the time. That was the perceived, not that I ever respected it. I always argued with UK people and American people who felt that Kell Brook was the best welterweight. I would argue how, when you got Keith with two belts, or how, when Keith was there and he ain't fight Keith, but perceived number one welterweight at the time was Kell Brook. It's just bottom line.
Not all.
I mean, just like right now. You can say the perceived pound-for-pound number one is Crawford, and I can say to some people,
not all.
You know what I mean? But my opinion doesn't outweigh the perception of the public. And the perception
I don't know.
Of the public,
I don't know this.
The perception of the public is Crawford is pound for pound number
Jeez.
One.
Bro, a lot of people say Lomachenko is fucking pound for pound number one. You heard what's the guy's name on fucking it was Tim Bradley and Andre Ward who thought it was Crawford, but the other person, Kriegel and Kellerman thought it was fucking Lomachenko. And if they say something, a lot of people that know them are going to run with it.
Your wish is my command, loser in the chat. Let's go to Troy. Talk to me.
What's up, man? Listen, Crawford, he has all right to say he's the best. As far as boxing goes, to say that you are the best, you have to win. You have to beat a certain name, but you have to win consistently against competition that make people take notice. So Crawford is doing that. Crawford got all right to say he's the best and all that. I don't knock him because, first of all, you can't blame him for not getting a fight with Spence. He wants that fight. You can't blame him for not getting any of those guys over there because he wants to fight all those PBC guys. But as we all know, they always have an issue for not fighting. So you can't blame Crawford for that one, right? So he's just going to keep fighting whoever that rat bastard Aaron puts in front of him, and he's going to do his work. End of discussion. And thanks for picking me back up, man. I could, because you were cussing and carrying on while I was talking to the fans and all that. All right, man.
Apologies. Well, we Audi 5000. Mike, man, we're going to get it together. We're going to get it together. You know what I mean? We're going to be back. We're going to have this shit worked out. I think I know what could save you, Mike. You know, you my partner in crime, B. Never sabotage. Just, you know, the process of the growth.
Sabotage me, y'all.
Process of the growth, champ.
Give me the last 5 minutes and, hey, man, I got this new audio for you, big dog.
Nah, you know, actually, we would have probably worked this out had you not been busy, but you had a very important call, remember? I called you 30 minutes before the show.
15, yeah.
No, 30. Check the first text. Yo! You know what I mean? And then I was like 20 minutes late trying to do it because you was late. So it was like really 50 minutes that we would have had to work out the kinks. But, you know, who's counting? You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is counting? 50 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm your host, NesGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. I'm putting a camera on Mike just so he can show you guys his guilty face. But, yeah, we're back with another one. Oh, shit, Jason, I'm sorry. I didn't even know I merged Jason. Oh, damn, he just dropped off of Skype. We'll be back with you, though. We're going to do another one. We want to get the bugs worked out. Mike, you just not going to say nothing? Fuck it. YouTube got you intimidated?
Yo, follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Yeah, we'll get it right.
Damn, you sound so defeated, B. Like, I'm actually happy. Like, this shit looking like fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, word is born. Check this out. Whoa, yo. NEST in the building, though. That's not what I was talking about. I'm trying to find it first. Where is that? Still rocking. I'm still looking for it, baby.
Anti-climatic or the motherfucker. Hey, shout out to my nigga Jon Snow, man.
Yo, say that shit for Untitled today. The post is out. If you want to put in your topics on Untitled, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. And so Mike, check this out. Bam.
Yeah, I sound like Future, baby. Hey, auto-tune me, baby. Auto-tune me.
Yo, you see that or nah? You ain't seeing that? Ah! What you saying, Mike? What you saying?
What's going on?
Come on, stop.
Oh, look at this day.
Stop hating, B. Like, what you mean?
That shit hard right there. I like that shit.
Nah, so now we can put little clippies up. You know what I'm saying? When
you have one fucking repeat.
When a nigga get a knockout. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little. Get the clippy up. Where the blicky at? You know what I'm saying? Who we got here? Oh, my man Tyson. Hey, it's Tyson, Mike. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Yo, we out. Peace.
I have IG with you. Rain Mike, what the fuck? These niggas, they are fucking horrible. I don't even know, nigga, are you even still here?
What you mean? Yeah, I'm right here,
champ. Can't see you, my nigga.
You can't see me.
All right. I'm throwing shit up right now. Here,
yeah. I'm emptying the trash can. But let me see now. That's over. Can I click this? How do I click this? It says use echo cancellation for disabled current. Let me see if I got a let me hang you up. Hang up. Let me hang up.
I forget. I haven't tried that. I'm scared to try anything more than just two, I think.
Yeah, like you do a three-person call. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe I did do it on the YouTube podcast once. But I think the other guy was just me going on the screen. And you can see that that's, yeah, coming. I have my FaceTime camera, and then I also have my HD Logitech C920 camera. Both of those, sometimes Ecamm Live defaults to the FaceTime camera. I've turned it off as an option in the switcher, so I don't accidentally switch to it when I'm doing a stream. But that's there. The chat window, I think, was supposed to be a Safari view of Restream. That's how I stream things out. So today I'm going to stream it to YouTube and Mixer and Periscope, but not choose one platform to be worried about the actual live chat, which is only available if Skype is running. And then you can see that it has a split screen here where I've got myself, obviously, on the left, and my Skype friend on the right. So I'm going to try calling just obviously on the left in here where, and then you can see that it has a split. I have also got a scene set up with a Skype chat, which is only available if Skype is running. And then you can see that it has a split screen here where I've got myself obviously on the left and my Skype friend on the right. So I'm going to try calling Justin. Hopefully this all works and behaves nicely. We'll see what happens. So it's ringing to him. Hey, Justin. So what I've got going, I'm just recording Justin, as you know. So I've got now in Ecamm Live. So Skype, I'm just showing you Skype right now. I can do whatever I want in Skype. I can have Justin full screen or whatever in Skype. You can just, once you got the call going, you're good. You leave that alone, obviously. Make sure you can hear each other, etc. Now within Ecamm Live, where I've got myself on the left, Justin on the right. Justin, you don't see anything. On your end, Skype just looks like Skype. You have no idea that I'm restreaming or doing any live stuff, anything, right? So on my end, I can then switch with Ecamm Live. I can click on his thumbnail here and make it go full screen Justin. So if it's, you know, if he's talking, I'm not, I want to be able to do something, maybe fix my nose or whatever. Then I can go full screen on him. I can click on myself so that Justin can then go fix his makeup or whatever. And when he's not talking, if you're, you know, sort of doing back and forth, and then shift click on both of us. So then we're both back side by side. Pretty simple, but very powerful in terms of how easy it makes it to do like a two up, or I think you can do three or four even within Ecamm Live. I forget. I haven't tried that. I'm scared to try anything more than just two, I think. Yeah, like you do a three-person call. Actually, now she 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 now. But so it just on your end, Skype just looks like Skype. You have no idea that I'm restreaming or doing any live stuff, anything, right? So on my end, I can then switch with Ecamm Live. I can click on his thumbnail here and make go full screen Justin. So if it's, you know, if he's talking, I'm not, I want to be able to do something, maybe fix my nose or whatever. Then I can go full screen on him. I can click on myself so that Justin can then go fix his makeup or whatever. And when he's not talking, if you're, you know, sort of doing back and forth, and then shift click on both of us. So then we're both back side by side. Pretty simple, but very powerful in terms of how easy it makes it to do like a two up, or I think you can do three or four even within Ecamm Live. I forget. I haven't tried that. I'm scared to try anything more than just two, I think. Yeah, like you do a three-person call. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe I did do it on the YouTube podcast once. But I think the other guy was just audio only. He didn't have video. He's on a low internet connection. But so it just presents another thumbnail. So just like here, if I hover over it, there would just be a third window there. And you can, again, click through them or shift-click and add all of them together and just keep bumping them up, making them smaller and putting them side by side. Other than that, that's really, as far as like setting up Ecamm, it's that simple. You just have to have Skype running in order for the Skype overlay or the Skype scene to show up in your menu as an option. And then call the person or people on a video call on Skype and you're good to go. So just to demo this, make sure it actually works. We're going to actually go live to a few places. We'll see if Restream behaves and if Ecamm behaves. So Restream allows you to quickly, here, we'll just do testing out Ecamm live with Justin Jackson again. Update all. Maybe I did enter. So that should update all the various channels that it goes out to. For this show, anyways, I'm using Loopback to set up a Ecamm live source as my mic. So normally this would actually be your microphone that you would choose. In my case, the Scarlett 18-8 USB, whatever thing. What this allows me to do, because I have that set up, I can do like the really loud, obnoxious sound effects, I guess. I can turn that down. Oh, there we go. That's the sound effect from the last Build Your SaaS episode. So that allows me to basically pull in. I'll do a loopback demo another time because I think if I open it up right now, it's going to crash my whole computer for some reason, it seems to be. Basically, that allows me to set a source for audio where I can bring in multiple audio or multiple apps audio into one single source. Because what Ecamm Live does not allow you to do is have choose, like, say, a piece of software on your computer as the sound source. It's just kind of whatever your computer happens to be showing on screen. I could do like what I've done often when I start, before I start a live stream, is use this. I've made this looping intro. So Justin's going to disappear. We're both going to disappear. And it's going to record, play some video. Technically, right now, Justin's audio is actually still going. It mutes my mic automatically. So I'd have to actually drag down his audio. And I can adjust the volume of the movie that's going out and then flip back live. So Justin, you don't see any of that, right? Or you don't hear anything? Did you even hear me talking there? Okay. Yeah. So your guests would still get, obviously, you know, you can talk to them. The live stream doesn't hear any of that. And so there's I would just put my own comment in, which sends a message out from within Restream out to all the platforms. So the same message goes out as if it's my account on Periscope. I'm using Mixer. I'm using YouTube right now. And then any of these would be all the chat messages that are coming in, and I can click on any of them to add to the broadcast like that. And again, Justin doesn't see that. Your guests, whoever it might be, doesn't see that on their version of the stream. They're just, again, seeing just Skype. So they're kind of blind to it, like Justin said. All right, so if anybody's watched this far in the video, how can they find you if they're curious about this mega t-shirt guy? Thanks for watching wherever you happen to be in the world. If you have questions about Ecamm Live, throw them in the comments below. If you're on YouTube, especially where this video will live on beyond the live stream that happens to be happening right now. But lemonproductions.ca is my website, and that'll link you to obviously everything. I just revamped it for a focus on podcasting and related fun stuff like this. You need a consulting call sometime? I'm doing one tomorrow with a guy from Australia. So, hey, YouTube. Ecamm, a company makes software for Mac, just put out a new version of their Ecamm Live product, which allows you to stream from your Mac to Facebook Live. So I thought I'd record a little video of myself running through the initial setup and stuff just to see what's possible with it and share it with y'all. All right, so on the ecamm.com homepage, obviously you can click try it for free, which will download the app to your Mac and you can install it, or you can buy it for $39.95. I think that's US pricing. And so it's pretty cheap relative to a lot of other streaming software, stuff like Wirecast is $500. OBS is a free one that I use sometimes, and it's a little more kludgy to sort of get it set up. It's not quite as user friendly, I guess. Mimo Live is another one we use. Good stuff, and it's really powerful as well. But it's a subscription service based. Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but Ecamm tends to be, it's Mac-focused and tends to be a little more user-friendly and quick, easy, get up and running without having to configure a whole bunch of stuff. So let's see how it works. Okay, so this is the screen you're greeted with when you load up Ecamm Live, and this is the demo version, which works for 7 days and then starts putting a watermark over top of the screen, so you just until you buy it. So I'm just going to use the demo for now. It's got the floating window aesthetic, so stuff is kind of like can be moved around and all over the place, which sometimes works really well, and sometimes it's kind of frustrating because you can kind of lose track of stuff. So first thing up in the top here I notice is the microphone settings, and that for me is important because my built-in microphone is not a very good microphone, but I do have a fancier microphone hooked up through my Scarlett USB device. So that will make a much nicer sounding stream if I use that. Oh, that's the video or volume levels. Okay, gotcha, sound levels. I'm going to turn off echo cancellation because I have a pretty decent setup here. If you're using the built-in microphone, I would suggest using echo cancellation. I would guess it's probably pretty good at canceling out your voice from feeding back into the microphone and causing issues of feedback. Next, I'm going to go down into the video here and notice that it's probably also using the default built-in camera, which is fine. The one that I'm using to stream with or to record the screencast with is up there. It's a Logitech camera, and it's definitely a better camera. Probably have to go in the menu. Yeah, there we go. There, see a little switch. So you can just see, just for reference sake, this is a bit better camera. It's about a $70 to $100 camera. And the built-in one isn't terrible, but... yeah, if you're doing this a lot, with a lot of streaming, that kind of stuff, it's probably worth picking up a camera, even for like Skype or FaceTime calls. It helps make sure a video call. Let's see what we got here. There's scenes, obviously, we can build. That's the levels. We can put an overlay. Let's try a text overlay. Text here. Chris is testing. Change the color, apply effect shadow. Let's put a background on that, sure. No grid markers that I can see. Might be a setting somewhere. I haven't messed around with the settings too much. All right, so there's a big, obviously, a Facebook login button. So I'm going to click that and see. Hopefully, I don't show you anything that you shouldn't be seeing or I shouldn't be revealing or whatever. Let's see what happens. So it uses its own overlay. I've got my stuff stored in 1Password. So I'll quickly log in, obviously. All right, so once you've logged in, you will be prompted to give Ecamm Live access, basically, to your public profile. So okay. So I'm just going to try updating that and see what this looks like. Okay. So let's, I've got it updated. Okay, so now that I have a Skype, the Ecamm call recorder updated, I can choose Skype as a source, a video source. I can choose myself. I can click both of them and have them side by side. I can actually have my old camera, Skype. So potentially you could have, and then click back to just one. So, okay, so I've got Justin Jackson on the call. He's graciously offered to spend 5 minutes of his coffee shop time being my friend, pretending to be my friend for a video. So he's going to drink coffee and look good. And so I can choose him as the sole video. So while he's doing his hair, he's what you're all seeing on this. If I go live, when I go live, I can choose just myself, or I can shift click and choose both of us or side by side. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so I'm going to hit go live to my Facebook, my Lemon Productions Facebook page just to use this. And we'll see what happens here. Put us side by side. I'm going to get rid of the show starting light. I have my friend Christopher here.
Say hello, Christopher.
Hello, Christopher.
And we're going to show you a very important, if you're using Skype call recorder, audio issues sometimes happen where the guest audio is like crazy loud, even though in your ears, when you're recording it, right, Christopher, it's not actually crazy loud. And you're like, what the heck? Because you hit record on the Skype call recorder and then they talk.
They talk like this.
So I don't know, mine voice. Looks good. If I go into the preferences and hit over to the audio video tab, there's this slider here, just labeled, helpfully labeled volume. Who knows what the volume is for? It looks like it might adjust your own volume because it's below that. You can see my voice is going up and down as I talk. But actually what it does is adjust the volume level of your Skype calls coming in. So if Chris talks again.
Hello, do you hear me?
Now he's really loud. He's peaking.
Hey, I'm really loud. Sorry about that. Like, I'm in the Transformer movie.
Down to the bottom. Now he talks again.
Hello, how's it going? I'm not in the Transformers movie.
Now it's quiet. So you want to get them, your guests to talk for, you know, read a paragraph of something they have around there and get them in that half to three quarter range on Skype call recorder's little meter. Then you'll have good recordings that won't be blasted, high peaking audio, loud, obnoxious Transformer movie level kind of stuff. I think that's all right. That's Chris. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's it. This is a hard earned education that we just told everyone.
And if so then when you turn their volume down, maybe it's harder to hear in your own little head meter thingies. Then you turn up your own headphones on your computer or on your Skype box, or not Skype box, your Focusrite, whatever kind of audio interface box, you can turn your headphones up. But that way the recording that you're getting won't have just level right. Transformer noise.
Right.
Cool beans.
Awesome.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Chris.